Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal Ark machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show out.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live, always local.
So what do I do? Just take a nose hit?
Just take a good whiff of that.
It's my first. God almighty.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Monday to you. Happy Texans game day to you.
Happy game day to you.
Okay, I was like, wait, hold on. I'm not, you're just going to let me wish you a happy game day? You're not going to say nothing back?
Happy game day to you.
That's crazy.
I was like, oh, gee, the mic is up. Come on, man.
I nodded my head.
The weekend took, you spent a weekend.
Took all my words.
And you were just like, you know what? How do you do radio?
He goes, happy game day to you. And I go,
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610.
That's right, you're supposed to talk.
That's right, that's how this job goes. It's not like you've done it for decades on end. That's John Lopez, I'm Reginald Atitula. Calling Neil in for Figgy Fig, he's taking the day off. He is a smart man. Figgy Fig looked at the schedule, saw a Monday night game that started 9 p.m. Central Time, was like, not working. Not working on that one. I will be well rested. In fact, we always want you to get involved with the program. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. There's also the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers live streams.
We keep it 100.
Nice. Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and the Twitch chat 610 Houston. Let me know, how are you going about today? Because it's not your run-of-the-mill day. If you are a Texas fan, which I imagine you are, listening to this station, being with us on this particular day, you're going to want to watch this football game.
I
imagine live, but maybe not. Like, maybe you got a different plan. So what is your game plan for how you're attacking today? Because I'm also trying to figure out myself. I'm like, Mondays are typically where I do one of my first workout of the week, right? Fair enough. I was supposed to go grocery shopping this weekend. I didn't. And I was like, maybe I do that on Monday.
Wear yourself out.
You think just go all, just push through?
What? No, wear yourself out. That's what I'm planning to do.
Oh, and then like try and get yourself to go to sleep.
And then get a little nap in. Yeah, get a little nap. Even if it's 4 o'clock, you're fine. You know, because.
You're not going to miss the you're not going to miss kickoff.
Yeah.
Unless you legitimately sleep for like seven hours
or something. Nah, man, I'm planning on going to the grocery store. Got a big chili cook-off this weekend, so I'm going to do some scouting there.
So I'm expecting a bowl of chili. I just want you to
You will
know
get a bowl of chili.
Thank you, sir.
And then I'm going to go for a little workout of my own. Not like you. I'm not going to be hurting my back and pounding the basketball court, but I'll go for a good 4 or 5 mile walk just to wear myself out, then take a nap, man.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Helpful hints from In the Loop.
Let us know. Do you have any other helpful hints that are happening here from the 713 on the text line? Happy game day. Is that a threat? You know what? Yeah. Fair. Also, what are your emotions heading into this one? Because, you know, it feels like the Texans have been off for a very, very long time. Is this all of a sudden a season-defining game, John Lopez?
Yeah. Doesn't it seem like they've been off for a month?
15 days between games.
But it feels like it only feels like a month, I guess. Because I guess what really did it, and I didn't, in a shocker, I didn't like go fishing or anything this weekend. I was just around the house and doing stuff. I know, it's shocking. So I was just like kind of twiddling my thumbs, man. I was just kind of like watching, you know, doing some chores around the house, watching football. And then I get to today, I'm like, damn, they still haven't played.
No, they have not. Like, we're still previewing a game. We've been previewing this game for about 17 weeks is what it feels like. At some point, I honestly was like, is there more to unearth in this game? And there is, to be fair. We'll go through some of that as we go through the day today. Us, obviously, the drive. Ron and Clint will go through some stuff. And then, of course, the countdown, Texas countdown, will get going at 6 p.m. today as well. But, man, it's just like, whew.
Yeah.
We have been waiting all day for this. But after all of this, it is worth remembering, this game matters so much.
In a weird way, it almost, you say, is it going to be a season defining game? You know, you know how I feel about like must win and all that, but season defining is a different topic because let's look at you know, this month that they've been off that it feels like more time to prepare, rested, presumably healthy, although there is a big
not how that goes.
There is a big but in terms of Christian Kirk. You know, you should be, you know, you've got it all lined up just perfectly for you, to get this win.
Perfectly?
Well,
at least to be as prepared,
be as prepared as you can, to get a win here. But I was talking about, you know, this weekend and we have a lot of football to talk about. That Colts game changed the dynamic even more for me. The Colts, I'm sorry, all you people like, yeah, they haven't played anybody or they haven't done this or that. They're 5-1. They are legit. They are, if you lose, this is another reason that it's season defining. If you lose, you're damn near playing for the wild card. If you really think about it.
I'm sorry, what did you say the Colts are?
5-1.
Sorry, sir.
That's right.
That win took them to 6-1, brother.
6-1.
So if you lose this game, you are a full, or you're like 3.5 games back.
Yeah.
Of the Colts, like at that point, you stop talking about AFC South. I think in a real way, unless you just like miracles start happening.
So you're agree? It could be a season defining game.
100%,
right?
Without question, right? Like you're in a hole. Mm-hmm. We know this about this team. 0-3 is, if no other, like I don't think that there's anything else that you could look at 0-3 as and try to describe it as a hole. Mm-hmm. And the whole idea is, can you claw yourself out of that? And you've done a little bit of a good job. You've done a good job. I'll give him that 100% of digging your way out to a certain level. That final step is a big one up onto solid ground. And it is because you were on the road in an adverse environment.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing that stops you from stepping on solid ground is a very good Seattle Seahawks defense, a very good deep passing offense. And, a late time start, like late body clock game. I know, although, you know, Clint and ND were like, that's not as much of a deal as we on the outside would look. But it's like you start stacking things. And that's why I go, it's set up for you well when you talk about, you know, giving yourself maximum time to be healthy, physically rested and prepared. But there's other things on the other side that are absolutely really tough in this game. But this is the one that you, test your mettle, right? As far as since we have seen this offense start putting something on tape, since we've seen the defense kind of tighten up from the big plays that they were kind of, the explosives that they would, would let out the pressure on what their defense was, this is the test, right? It wasn't going to be the Titans. It wasn't going to be the Ravens. This is the test.
This is the test. And tell me if you realize this, because frankly, again, just being honest, I didn't realize this until last night. I was looking after the Colts win. I was looking at what the Texans have coming up. Not only are they 6-1, and you have a chance if you don't win to go 2-4. Now, if you're 3-3, we're good. You know, we're better. You know,
you are back out of the hole. Yes. Like literally, you're at 500. Now you have an opportunity to grind, especially.
And you play two games against them.
That is fair, right? You have an opportunity to try and claw back. But you look at, and of course, we will continue to talk about the entirety of the NFL. It is, we'll do some reaction Monday type things. I keep looking at any team that you start getting a feel for of, oh, they're good, and then here they come showing you their ass, right?
Yeah. Like, there is, or vice versa.
There's a lot of room for you to remain within the larger group of teams that are just kind of sitting there right at the watermark of sorts in the AFC. So this gives you an opportunity to try and stay with the pack, but you got to get over a pretty damn solid Seattle Seahawks.
But tell me if you realize this. So they're 6-1. You could go 2-4. Starting tonight, the Texans play six games in 31 days. I didn't realize that, because after tonight, they have a short week, obviously, going into Sunday's game against the Niners. And then they have a Thursday game, November 20th, against the Bills. They play six games in 31 days, in a month, basically. That, if you're 2-4, that changes things in a bad way.
That's interesting. That is interesting.
They play tonight, obviously, October 20th. Then Niners, the 26th, on a short week. Broncos, Jaguars at Titans. Bills at home on a Thursday night. Six games in 31 days.
That is a short week for the Texans. These things, there's challenges that will come on this schedule. And I know Friday, I was looking at it and saying there's a lot of winnable on this, but the pressure of the games change a little bit if you are, again, trying to claw and clamor from a situation further behind the pack. Like, this one is a big one, both on the field and off. And you'd be lying to try and convince yourself otherwise. Now, sometimes it's okay to lie to yourself. I understand that sometimes you got to get yourself into the mindset and try and go win. Like, that's one of the biggest things that we learn from the shutdown times, is that we was all watching The Last Dance together and people were like, oh, so you have to be a psychopath in order to be good at basketball. Sure. Yeah. I don't agree with that, but I understand sometimes you got to delude yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes you got to tell yourself that somebody said something that they didn't in order to get yourself in the place where you need to be. And maybe you look at this and you go, nah, I'm not worried about the Seahawks. I will say that I'm worried, right? From the 8-3-2, y'all sound worried, man. F that, we leaving with a dub. What makes you so confident, Texter? And I'm not here to be a jerk. Yeah. I really do want to know. 713-572, in addition to asking what your plan of attack is on this game to make sure that you're up and alert for it, what makes you confident in this game? Because, look, I go in with a defense that I like quite a bit. I think that they should fare well. However, the team that you're going up against is going to test you on the ability to stop the deep ball and to stay disciplined and not get got by play action.
Right.
I believe that they're capable of doing that, and so I feel good about that. Offensively, though, this is a team that's going to test the weakness that has been in that I'm not sure if you've completely exercised the demons of in the offensive line, and particularly the interior. This team is set up to test that. If that's breaking down, if that foundational piece is breaking down, I haven't seen enough from this offense to know that they're going to mitigate those and overcome those circumstances. I can't in good conscience tell you that I'm super confident about it. I think you have a chance, which is all you really need going into a game.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be in here like, yeah, they're definitely walking out of Seattle with a win.
No, you absolutely. That's why I've been saying it's kind of a season-defining game. There are some scary things out there, and we've talked about a couple of them, the six games in 31 days after this, the fact that you are traveling across the country against a good team, not a team like the Ravens were or the Titans were, et cetera. There are some other things that obviously should, give you pause, and that is, Christian Kirk, hamstring again, coming off of the big 15-day break. And there's also the factor of what the other teams in the AFC did over the weekend. We talked about the Colts. Hell, that Broncos comeback, that miraculous Broncos comeback, that was the last thing the Texans needed. That was absolutely the last thing that the Texans needed. Now, let's talk about how it could be season-defining in a good way, and you just touched on it. This is a legit, there is no question, this is one of the better teams in the NFC, the better teams in the NFL. You go into Seattle against that defense, and C.J. Stroud keeps on keeping on what he started. Well, then we're feeling pretty good about no matter what the Colts are doing, and other things. If you go in and you are productive offensively, with not just C.J. Stroud, but with Nico getting back on track and or reaching his level, and some of these other guys that are playing in place of Christian Kirk, then we're talking about, all right, we feel real good. Run game. Woody Marks had a couple of weeks off. He's been a bigger part of the run game. That's why I said it's season defining. Season defining doesn't mean all bad. It means if it happens and you get this thing done, then, as you say, we're cooking with grease.
100%. Like, again, I'm with you on the season defining being good. The whole idea of a test is if you fail it, obviously you can feel poorly about it. But if you pass it, here we go, right? You're off to the races. And I think there's definitely, in the same way that those challenges that Seattle poses are there, if you manage to navigate them, especially with some of the places that we're talking about, they probably bode well for the toughness of the schedule that exists in front of you, right? Like if you do manage to handle big Murphy on a defensive line in the middle of that, if you could hold up, well, then you're looking even more with googly eyes at the Ed Ingram and Jake Andrews and Juice Scruggs interior. Now you're very much looking at your guy Cole Popovich and saying, I see you, big dog. I see you putting the technique down and making sure that these guys can handle it, right? You're looking at Nick Haley and saying, okay, you've handled you've handled the circumstances as a first-time offensive coordinator. You've shown that you can go into this adverse situation and be able to make it work. And, of course, you look at the pairing of D'Amico Ryans and Matt Burke, and you go, here you go once again, putting up a defense that can stop a team from doing something that they excel at. And then, obviously, for D'Amico, here you go, winning yet another big game for this team, right? Like, there's obviously a lot of gold stars that are sitting on the teacher's desk waiting to be handed out. That's kind of the beauty of a game like this. Like, you want big games, right? As much as I can come in with a little bit of nerves, these are the games that you'd rather have, I think.
Let me put a little twist on a text that the 281 sent. He or she said, Super Bowl aspirations are over if they lose. Let me add something to that. Are they alive if they win? Because I think you can make a case for both. Super Bowl aspirations over if they lose. We said it. You're probably fighting for a wild card. The wild card route has not been good to the Houston Texans. It's just not been good. But if you win, you go into Seattle. And I think they're one of the better teams in the league. I really do. Well, they have been. And you win that game, and you're 3-3, and you're back in the hunt, not just for the wild card, but for the division. And clearly, if you win this game, your offense will have done something, and your defense will have done what it's been doing. Would you agree with that? They're over if you lose, but they're still kicking if you win?
Sure. I would want to kind of pull my eyes down a little bit, even if they win, because qualitatively, I'll need to see some things if you want to see about going and playing. But again, we talk about the landscape, and I know D'Amico might not be looking at it, but we sure as hell are. And you look at the landscape, and there's not very many teams that you go bona fide looking looking like any get like on every rather occasion that you put them out there that they're going to give you the greatest game. So start giving me more and more data points, Houston Texans, that you can match up on any given day to that high level of play. And now, yeah, I could maybe convince myself to do that. Again, somebody texted in again, 713-572-4610 to our text line. Let us know, various things we were asking about. How are you attacking this, this day, this game day that's got you, waiting for 9 PM for a kickoff. But I did ask, and I want to pay this off. I did ask, what makes you so confident, in the potential for a win tonight? Because I don't know that I'm necessarily there per se. Someone brought up one of the things that we've talked about, the Seattle's home record, right? They haven't won games at home. And it's a weird thing. I don't know necessarily what you point to there. I think our guy Luke Morrow, when he was sitting in for Sean last week, made mention of the idea that, hey, man, sometimes, or was it with Sean? Regardless, sometimes it seems like they just have easier games on the road. Like the schedule's kind of just worked out for them in a certain way. But whatever it is, can you tap into that as a Texas team? I see what you're doing there with that. But some other people talking about how they're going to go about this. Some people are like, I just took the day off. I took the day off tomorrow. Yeah. Like, some people are like, I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm just going to power through and then figure it out on the back end of it. I don't think we have the
It's a work from home day.
Maybe that's what
it's
it is.
It's a Zoom day.
Or a late start. Just let everybody know. You're not going to see me till about 10, 12, maybe. You know, I'm just not going to show up just yet. Somebody said, as a beer delivery driver that normally gets to work at 6:30, I'm just glad Tuesday route is light because I'll watch this whole game live. And some people apparently just raw dogging it. Just, hey, I'm going to watch all the game. I'm going to get as much sleep as I can get, and I'm going to wake up and just go do the job. From the 713, even JJ said during the broadcast talking about the Colts that they're legit. And yeah, 281 agrees. Season-defining game, must win. They even went to a place where they go, CJ coronation game.
Well, I mean, it's that would make it even better if there was a coronation game for CJ. And that's truly one of the things that is going to be the focal point, not just for us, but around the country, you know, whether it's real or not for him.
Excited for this game right? Again, I expressed some of the nerves in there, but I think there's nothing but excitement with a game that has this level of status, this level of quality, and it's an island game. Now, it's going to be a little bit less of an island game because I imagine a good amount of people are like, hey, I'm not involved here. I'm going to sleep. But regardless.
Tell me about the island.
Right. Very, very fun one that should be happening tonight at 9. You'll hear that right here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. All right, we're just getting going on this Texans game day Monday. Coming up next, let's go around the AFC South because we did have the full slate of games on Sunday. What did the remainder of the AFC South look like? You already know the Colts won. Let's talk about some of the things that happened in those games next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
Yeah, we're getting ready for Texans, Seahawks in Seattle. 9 p.m. Central Time kickoff. You'll hear that right here on Sports Radio 610. 6 p.m. is when Texans countdown will start with Sean and Seth. And yeah, man, it's a long day for a lot of folks. I'm real interested in the ways that you guys are attacking it. 713-572-4610. Let me know how you're handling it. This from the 979, buddy. I'm with you in spirit, but thankfully not in person. Somebody said they scheduled a colonoscopy on Tuesday morning.
Oh no!
So they need this win, or it's gonna be real, real bad.
Plus, you can't eat.
That's a great point.
You can't eat.
I don't know. That's just a lot of risk right there, man.
You're gonna be all cleaned out, starving, watching a game, and then get up for a colonoscopy. Oh boy!
In a game where you might be stress eating.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You can't.
That is rough. That is really rough. So yeah, man, I'll pass it along. Hopefully the Texans do it not for themselves, not just to claw themselves out of the hole that 0-3 got them in.
And for your colonoscopy.
But for you in particular, 979, yeah, to make sure that that particular 48 hours for you is not.
And hopefully the game won't feel like one.
Awful. Well said, John Lopez. Well said. All right, let's do a little bit around the AFC South as all three teams played yesterday. And as always, it is a choose-your-own-adventure proposition. Where would you like to start, John Lopez?
Man, we got to talk about these Colts.
On the road versus the Los Angeles Chargers. There we go. At SoFi Stadium, moved to 6-1 with a 38-24, pretty much walk in the park.
Very much
versus
so.
The Chargers. Yeah. I mean, this is very much the game where I was like, I can't deny any level of fast about this. This Colts team is good. Did you realize that the Colts have scored 30 plus points in 5 of their 7 games?
I did not.
The other 2 games, 29 and 20 points. Like, this offense is what they call humming.
Well, it has every element. It has an MVP candidate playing at an MVP level in Jonathan Taylor, Daniel Jones. And I will say this, you know, all these people that have been saying, well, they haven't played anybody, they're not real, et cetera. There was a part of me that was, I thought they were legit. I mean, no doubt about it. But there was a part of me that was thinking, at some point, something's gonna, you know, the other shoe's gonna drop, right? It just hasn't. And yesterday pretty much sealed the deal. You know, they have every weapon you could possibly imagine on, you know, Pittman and Pierce, got to give them credit as receivers. Obviously, Warren, that guy's a beast at tight end. And then Jonathan Taylor's the MVP candidate.
Jonathan Taylor, nice little hat trick, 94 yards on 16 carries. That's good for just under 6 yards a carry. 3 touchdowns,
yeah.
And it's not like he broke off some big play that added up most of his total. 23 yards, a nice big game, but he's doing it consistently. You mentioned it, the wide receivers. Pierce had 98 yards himself. Tyler Warren, they're making sure to get him the football. That's the thing is, Tyler Warren is definitely that kind of player where you need to make sure to feed him. And over the last 3 weeks, if memory serves, they've done a good job of doing that, which, again, that's just a comfortable consistency thing. Your man Daniel Jones started talking a little bit of trash when he was asked by Evan Washburn on the broadcast, about, like, you know, other people not necessarily, you know, seeing it. He's like, well, y'all just didn't know, basically. But in this game, Daniel Jones, as evidence of the fact of how comfortable he is in this offense and how well he fits, they engineered a 17 play, 70 yard, 7-minute and 41-second drive midway through the second quarter. Picked up a couple of fourth downs in that, ultimately led to a touchdown. Then the next series, eight play, 80 yard, 4 minutes and 43 second drive. Like, they are so good at keeping drives going, picking up, you know, late plays, like they went 3-for-3 on fourth down in this game, 5-of-11 on third down. They're just super consistent. They do all the things that you need to do on offense. And then on defense, they're not putting up a bad effort either. Justin Herbert, and I don't know how much you want to make this about Justin Herbert, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and they were some bad ones for him.
There were some bad ones for him, but the thing about the Colts defense is they're doing just enough and they're making those plays, as you just pointed out. Whether they're gifts or not, you know, bounces of the ball, however you want to put it, they're good enough on defense, but this is a team that is just offensively is just at an altogether other level.
Yeah, so the Colts looking really good, 6-1, and I hate to tell it to you, it's probably going to be 7-1. Their next opponent is the Tennessee Titans at home, mind you. This is Sunday at 3:25.
Oh, this is a featured game.
Why?
It's a featured game.
What are the networks doing? Like, I get, maybe they were like, hey, division game, and I mean, obviously the schedule was determined well before they knew the Colts were going to be nice, but I'm like, why did this end up why did they decide that this is going to be a afternoon slate game?
But before the season, this didn't look good.
Yeah.
Like, I get if, like, you, hey, if you thought, like, the Titans or whatever, you know, or the Colts.
Well, I guess they were thinking you get Cam Ward on national TV.
Maybe that was it. I don't understand it. And you mentioned 7-1 also ties back to what we were talking about in the last segment. Even more imperative for the Texans today. You go 2-4 with a short week coming back home to play San Francisco, and your biggest opponent is 7-1. That's interesting.
All right. Choose Your Own Adventure continues as we go around the AFC South. Where would you like to go next, Jacksonville or Tennessee?
All right, let's go to Jacksonville. I thought this one would be a lot different than it was.
Jacksonville out in London. They face off against the Los Angeles Rams, and they get absolutely pummeled.
They get destroyed.
35-7 was the final on the early game. It was somewhat interesting to watch. Jacksonville's passing game was just disjointed for much of the day. Drops, miscommunications, off-target throws. What's happening, Trevor? And then just all of it. Just all of it was just woeful for this team in this game. And on top of that, as if you needed to add insult to injury, remember, like, the London games is kind of theirs. They were heavily penalized. 13 penalties, 119 yards of penalty yards. In this. You're just not going to win football
Good
games like that.
Gravy.
There was a lot more penalties that were declined. I was I was bored up and over at 650.
Yeah.
It was, man... I forgot who was on the call for the Westwood One for on color, but man, it was just bad. You just can't be having that.
No, you can't.
I mean, we kind of knew that maybe they were going to come down back down to earth at some point, but that's just.
I thought they'd play better.
Yes,
I thought they'd be better. I was interested in this game. I turned it on immediately as I got up because I was interested. A couple things though, for you, Reggie, Matt Stafford. We didn't mention this. 5 touchdown passes. And Travis Hunter.
Yeah, that was my next note.
Yeah.
Apparently, Travis Hunter just needed to leave the country to get going. 14 targets, 8 receptions, 101 yards, and a touchdown. Like, finally, because he hadn't gotten anywhere near this kind of production in a game. Now, of course, the game got out of hand relatively quickly. I mean, by halftime, it was 21-0. They had skunked him past this controller. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, but, you know, Travis Hunter started getting... some more yardage as this thing was a little bit out of play, but still, like, you get to see Travis Hunter be that guy as a wide receiver for the first time all season long.
Not a lot of defense though, so it'll be interesting to see how that ends up with Travis Hunter. You know, the pick, you know, he's obviously an incredible talent. The pick is still in question.
Oh, without question.
If it was a good pick, because if it he was drafted to be able to go both ways and impact the game.
Right, and that's the difficulty of drafting a player like this is, I mean, or just even developing a player like this is, it's hard to develop both sides, and then you need both sides to be there at an incredible level. Now you're starting to see at least the offensive side show up, and so that is the one silver lining for the Jaguars. But I did want to harp a little bit more on that offense, just the fact that the offense was the thing that looked really good with Liam Cohen coming in. It's kind of surprising that it's been so damn dicey for them. Or that at least it looked in this particular game so damn dicey with all of the woes, because it felt like that was what Liam Cohen had done a good job of bringing together.
Yeah, and then there's the Titans and revenge game?
Revenge game. Yeah. That's absolutely what it is. Mm-hmm. Titans fall at 1-6 in a 31-13 loss versus the New England Patriots. The Titans, they hung with the Patriots for about a quarter, and then it got all bad, which maybe that's possibly the benefit of what was after the Brian Callahan firing. Supposedly, the reporting was they were going to simplify the offense. That worked for about a quarter before it got really, really bad. Get this. The Titans had negative second half yardage well into the fourth quarter in this game. It's just, this team is bad, man. This team is terrible.
It is so bad. Mike Vrabel got the game ball. Fans were cheering for him, held signs, you know, we're sorry, and all those others. One guy said he would cut his bleep off to get Vrabel back. I don't know if that's a good sign to put out there or not.
I saw a Vrabel Patriots jersey in the stands. Someone was cosplaying as Vrabel. Yeah, they're all looking at that team like, why did you do this?
And then the last thing, although it's not necessarily in the division, it was just, you know, it was obvious when you watch this game, Drake May. They got something going.
For sure.
I'm sorry to say, they got something going over there.
For sure. We'll talk more about that. The last thing I wanted to put in here, the Titans have begun their coaching search, apparently. The interesting thing that I saw about this is that who is running this coaching search is actually the general manager, Mike Borgonzi, and football operations president Chad Brinker. So those guys are going to be running this this search.
So we go
again on the seesaw of coach to general manager to coach to general manager firings. I feel like now you're going to get the GM hiring his head coach, but I don't know how long he is for that job still.
I don't either, but he's going to hire Matt Nagy. The connections there run deep.
Both work together in Kansas City.
They work together. It seems you can't make it more obvious. I'm sure they're going to go through all the rigmarole of we're doing a complete search. They're not. It's going to be Nagy probably, and that's not good. That's not exactly the juiciest hire for them.
Yeah. So there you go. That's around the AFC South here in the loop. as we continue to gear up for Seahawks Texans. That is at 9 p.m. tonight on ESPN. But of course, you'll be able to hear it right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. Tonight's going to be a big day in Seattle. Obviously, there's this game that's going to be one of the best of the weekend, hopefully. But then also, they've got a game 7 going on up there baseball-wise. That'll be interesting. What's the biggest day in your sports history? 713-572-4610. I have a good idea what some of these answers are going to be. Let's hear what those are next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
All right, question of the day. What's the biggest day in your sports history? 713-572-4610, because it could be, hopefully it's not, but it's possible that it could be the biggest day in Seattle sports history.
Could be one of the worst, too.
It could be. One of the worst. Tonight, Seattle obviously playing the Texans, 9 p.m. on Monday Night Football. But then also, they got a Game 7 going on in the ALCS. They won Game 5 on Friday. The Blue Jays did a great job of winning Game 6. And so we've got the two biggest words in all of sports, two best words in some people's estimations, Game 7. I almost said 6. Stupid. tonight at 7, which honestly is making it a little bit more difficult for me because I want to watch that.
Of course.
Like I've had quite a bit of fun watching the ALCS, but that's neither here nor there. The biggest thing is what's your biggest day in sports history? Or if you really want to, what was one of your worst days in sports history? 713-572-4610.
That day that just makes you feel like, oh, well, you know, this is awesome or finally or whatever it is. I do want to mention real quick on what you're talking about with the game seven. We mentioned it last week. Like, this is going to be something of an advantage for the Texans tonight because the Mariners and Blue Jays start at 7 p.m., as you mentioned. Texans and Seahawks start at 9 p.m. How they play that and how the crowd reacts and having their attention diverted, at Lumen. Is it Lumen Field?
Yeah, Lumen Field.
How about that? I knew one. At Lumen Field, while the Mariners, by the way, going into the late innings of that game when the Seahawks start, that's going to be interesting how it plays out. But that's neither here nor there. Now, during the break, I went back to make sure I had it right. And this is the Wayback Machine. For some of you, not for me, but so you may not remember this. You were just a tyke yourself, but the Rockets in 1993 started the season 15-0, and on December 25th, they ended up going to 22-3 that day, and that was the
Is
same
that Sam Cassell's rookie year,
I believe so, and that was the
Look
same
knowing things.
And the reason I remember it so vividly is because I was kind of bummed. Because I had to miss Christmas with the family because the Oilers were playing on Christmas Day in San Francisco against the mighty 49ers with Steve Young.
Yeah.
And the Oilers were on an 8 or 9 game win streak, et cetera. That was ultimately the year that, they ended up losing to Buffalo, as we all know. But the Oilers were the best team, one of the best teams in the AFC, playing on Christmas Day. I had to leave Christmas Eve, so I was kind of bummed. And here we go. Oilers go into back then Candlestick Park, beat the 49ers and Steve Young in one of the highlight games of the day, and the Rockets went to 22-3. Like, it was like, oh my gosh. At that point, we had no idea what to expect in terms of like local teams winning championships and such, because it was even before the Rockets championship. And I was like, this is one of the best days in Houston sports history. A lot of people won't remember that, but Christmas Day of 1993.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's a very fun one. Some other ones coming in on the text line from the 281. They said 94 when the Rockets swept the Magic. Said they were 12 with their grandmother, who's now passed. Rest in peace. She was the biggest Rockets fan and made them a lifelong fan. Yeah, I can imagine like the moments that you get to share with people is part of what makes it great. I know for me, there's a couple that came to mind. One of those, and I somewhat alluded to this last week when I said that I think about this particular game all the damn time.
Mm-hmm.
2006 Rose Bowl for the 05 season.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, possibly the greatest college football game, well, definitely of the last century, I think.
Among this century, for sure, yeah.
Maybe of all time. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm biased to saying that. Like, I lived in Austin at that time.
Yeah.
So, like, and I was, young. Mm-hmm. And so this is a thing that I was very focused on. And then being able to be involved with all of that, watching that, that was such a very fun experience. And you could tell in the moment, oh, this is one of the greatest games.
Yeah.
That I mean, clearly I had ever seen because I hadn't seen that many college football games. But come to find out, you put it in context, like, nope, it's up there. Like, it's all the way up there. The other one that came to mind, and of course, being personal, this is a very personal thing. You know, I spent a year at Kansas State University.
Mm-hmm.
During that year, Kansas State was good at basketball. Went to the NCAA tournament, and I believe this was the regional semi that Kansas State played Xavier, and they ended up winning. They ended up winning 101-96 in this game in double overtime.
I remember that team, yeah.
And you will be. It makes a lot of sense that once that game was over, which I had watched in the room of a nice young lady with her roommates and a couple other friends, and then we all spilled out into the streets of Manhattan, Kansas, and had ourselves a blast because, look, you have a team.
It doesn't happen, man.
Right, you have a team that's playing at the highest levels of the NCAA tournament. So on top of it being, I believe that's, second round of the regional semi is what, the Elite Eight?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, like, you're winning in the Elite Eight. Now we're over here or going into the Elite Eight. Now we're like, yo, this is one of the best teams in all the nation. Yeah. You're winning at that high level. It was double overtime type fashion. You just get involved with all the fun. Like, that was quite a day for me.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately for you, one of the ones that came to mind as well for me involved Kansas State. Undefeated Kansas State.
It's no problem.
Going to the national championship game if they beat the Aggies in the Big 12 championship.
It's okay.
But that win, Sir Parker, Dan Campbell.
I wasn't a K-State fan at that point.
A lot of future, I think they had 10 future NFL players. The Aggies win the Big 12 championship on Sir Parker's last second run. That was a good day against K-State.
Yeah, definitely a great day. Yeah. Some people coming in on the opposite side. We're hoping that it exists like that for the Mariners and Seahawks, but from the 281, Oilers getting hammered by the Bills in the second half.
If you want to talk like about bad days,
The Oilers are absolutely going to give you one of those. Actually, someone came with the Texans, which is, of course, letting a 20-point lead slip versus New England. Like, that one's always going to pop up.
I can think of a more instrumental and consequential one.
What's that?
What, you talking about Christmas last year?
No. It's a day that I don't want to speak of hardly ever again, but Kansas City playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
I remember sitting on the floor, and I'm looking, and I had that look on my face like...
That just happened?
Yeah. I will say, though, if you want mine, best day so far, recency bias, because I want to relive the glory days for a moment, but going to the New Orleans Bowl last year.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. I never, you know, it's crazy. I just never thought I'd ever go to the Superdome. You know, the dome was pretty cool, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, open air, press box, like, it's awesome. And, but, you know, just seeing my Bearcats, you know, first bowl game as an FBS team and going in there and beating Georgia Southern. It's that was fun. That was awesome.
And then what happened? Sorry.
Wow. What?
Come on, John.
What a jerk. For Marcus on the YouTube page, best day as a kid, I got an autograph from Earl Campbell and Akeem Olajuwon on the same day.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about starstruck.
Now, the question I have, you still got them?
Oh, you got to have those still, right?
Because I know that those. I'm not the only one in the club of got a really cool autograph that I have no idea where it is. And speaking of, Kevin Durant was the guy that I got.
Like, you
when he was, at Texas, I was in high school, and my high school basketball team, there was like a city all-star basketball game that he ended up watching. We all went because we had some guys on our team in the game. And so we all went over and we took our ticket because then we still had physical tickets. I got him to sign it. Mm-hmm. There's no way in hell I still have that ticket. It was thrown out.
It'd be cool to show him.
But it would be really cool to have and be like, yo, I got this autograph. This is a cool one. Personal from the 832. They said, personally, it is December 12th, 2021. They said they bowled a 256, 267, and a 300 for their first perfect game.
What?
A series.
That's incredible.
You were on fire. You were cooking on that day.
Wow. That's pretty good. And that's the thing, you know, like a lot of, you know it was a memorable day, one of the best days, sports days you've had, when you remember the actual date.
Yeah.
Like the actual date. Now, mine was easy to remember because it was Christmas, but you remember the actual date.
Somebody said best sports days was watching Johnny Football beat Alabama. I'm sure there's a lot.
That's on my list.
That was a huge game.
That's on my list. Everybody, the guy was magical, and they had a magical team, and they go in there, and that was a loaded Alabama team.
Now, of course, one of the two that I imagine is going to be a lot of people all together for different reasons, right? From the 713 World Series Game 6 they went with from 22. Mom and aunt were sitting in one section. Brother worked for Aramark. Wife got him free. So you just had people all over the building. Yeah. That all were able to enjoy that. And somebody else said watching the 22 World Cup because their dad's health was failing and they knew it would be the last one. So obviously being able to watch that World Series and for it to all come together.
And 2017, you know, that's everybody. Just when you got the final out, you just I don't know how you reacted. I just kind of looked around like.
It really happened.
That just really actually happened.
And what felt crazy about that in particular, not necessarily in the same way personally for us, but. You had just seen something that you thought wouldn't happen in forever in 16, right? That was Cubs, right?
Yeah.
So you had that, and then you come around, and here come the Astros winning the World Series. It's like, oh, this is a whole new day.
I was just kind of dumbfounded. Like, I didn't even celebrate. I was just like, whew. You know, like, I can't believe that just happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully, the Mariners or the Seattle fans just generally, far from that feeling.
Yes.
I'm rooting Blue Jays and Texans tonight, baby.
Mm-hmm. Vladdy's going to go off, I hope. Oh, Vladdy!
Like he did last game, like
every
been,
game,
like literally, like he's been
every game.
Yeah,
yeah. So I know we're obviously rooting for the Texans. Personally, I'm also adding Blue Jays on top of that. Seattle has an opportunity for a big day, and I hope that with all hopes that it does not come through for them. All right, coming up next here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Let's go around the NFL. Where speaking of crazy, crazy good games. The Broncos might have given us one of the most fun games that we've seen all season long. Definitely one of the best on the day. We'll talk about that and more next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.